4-0-something. You know what that means. It's time for the Meeting of the Steves. Featuring Steve Thompson. He may have picked the Raiders to make the playoffs this year, but he's still our number one pick. And please welcome Hall of Famer, fisherman, huntsman, overall jerky superstar, the man, the myth, the legend, Steve Kearney.
It's been a while. Brought it back. Steve, how you been?
Great. I'm not sure what a jerky outdoorsman means. That must be some new lingo.
It's that the jerky you make from that wild game is top notch.
I think that's okay.
What it means. You told us about
cool.
it, Steve.
Yeah, you're a good man. So it's cooled down considerably, but very hot. What do you expect now that things have cooled a bit?
Well, things have really changed, Steve. You know, those 90s are really tough. I mean, we had a tough time through that. The early mornings were okay, but the afternoons are horrible. But now the 60, 65, you know, things have changed. The fish have changed. They've changed their areas where they've been. And, you know, we had a really big change from 90s to 50. And, you know, whenever that happens, you know, they move. So they're there, you know, one spot one day, and they're gone the next. But this is good. I'm glad to see this cool down. We need this because the weed growth is really crazy. It's really way ahead of a time the way it should be. And I think this cool down is really going to help us to kind of back off a little bit. You know, it's only the middle of June, and we've had a ton of 90s. Yeah. And that's not what you really want early. So far, so good. I'm just glad to see this correction, you know, in the 60s. I really like that.
Yeah, and Steve, what would you expect here in the short term in this quick transition? I know we've had storms move through. That's generally not good. But it looks like it'll be cooler and stable, better as we move into the coming week and maybe next weekend.
Yeah, I like this cool down, and it looks like it's going to be around for a while, and I think it's going to keep the weed growth down. You know, that's one thing with those 90s we had. The weeds just went nuts, and, you know, we had water temperatures from 46, and in about 10 days it was 76. So it changed so fast that, you know, it makes fishing very tough. You know, fish like consistency. They don't like these wide, you know, swings. So I think this is going to self-correct a little bit. And as we get into, the, you know, June, middle of June, end of June, we should be okay. So things look, you know, much more normal now than they did, you know, a week ago.
All right. What about rain and fall? What are you seeing out on the lakes that you frequent, et cetera? I still think we're in the boat where we need rain. It's still, to me, for the middle of June, we have had rain, but we could use more.
No, absolutely, Steve. We're way behind. I mean, we've had some rain, but a lot of the accesses are still very low. A lot of them are damaged, as we talked about in the spring, but we really need rain. I mean, bring it on. We're probably a foot down on a lot of lakes, and some of these lakes you can't even get a pontoon boat in because they're so low. So, you know, we continue to use waders, you know, high hip boots just to get onto these lakes because We're so down. I mean, I don't know if we can catch up, but the more rain, the better, really, especially for my garden as well.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, and to put a lot of water down. Unfortunately, I've had rain here in the cities the last few days. Hey, Steve, always good to visit with you. We'll do it again next week. Normal time. We got a late game for the Twins Saturday night, so we'll visit with you following the news at 4 next week.
Hey, sounds great, Steve. Take care.
All right, have a good week. There he is, Steve Kearney. Much cooler week. They've been sweating it out in the boat. Really tough. 74 now. It is windy northwest at 16. Gusting to 26 right now. Low tonight, 52. High tomorrow, 72. And then on Monday, 78. There is a little chance of rain on Monday night. Twins fall to the Cardinals, 9-6. Remember, Corzo tomorrow between 10 and noon at noon inside Twins. We'll have the lineup card at 12:30, your first pitch at 1:10. Twins and Cardinals wrap up that series at Target Field. Then don't forget, Monday, state baseball title games at Target Field all day. Have a great night.